hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of this Wednesday National Intel Report, 6th day of May, 2009. My guest this hour, as he has been in the last hour, is a one Christian Wild that is writing material, doing the research on stem cell, adult stem cell research. I'll tell you what, Christian, when you find your funding for that, find him for Alternative Talk Radio, because this is the only place you're going to hear about stuff like this.
You're exactly right.
I hate that. And I just for a few minutes... Because I said to you before when I was talking to you, I said, you know, you're going to make a lot of enemies out there. And enemies that you would not even perceive that might be against you, that might try to, well, derail what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Because the American Medical Association and the pharma cartel are joined at the hip like Raggedy Ann and Andy. How many years are we going to have cancer research, or how many years are Jerry's kids, you know, how many $30-40 million years is it going to take for Jerry to find a cure for his muscular dystrophy? Well, guess what we're talking about here? Mm-hmm. How to fix Jerry's kids. But yet telethons are done every year. Labor Day. And folks, you've watched them. You've done the little tear thing as well as everybody else has. But the money is not going to the proper places for the proper research to get the proper results. What will a lawyer tell you? If you don't ask the right question, you'll never get the right answer.
Mm.
The money is not going in the right place to come up with the cure. The human body has the ability to cure and regenerate itself. Is that a fair statement, Christian?
That's a very fair statement. Dr. Lima told me in one of our conversations, he said... He's a Christian. There's no money to be made with putting your own stem cells in a one-time treatment into your body. He said, you know, it's fairly inexpensive. You're just going to harvest the cells, use growth factors to multiply them into the millions, do a one-time procedure, pull out the catheter, and say, let's go home. Now, there's just so many other diseases I want to tell you about. Certainly the cancers, certainly brain cancer, liver disease. I'm looking at some of the titles of the stuff that's in the newsletter. Ovarian cancer, Crohn's disease, systemic lupus. My goodness, that's all in bone and ligament diseases. Prostate cancer. You mentioned muscular dystrophy. Yeah, they're doing that. And for autism, there's an article in the second issue entitled Autism, Myelin, and Multiple Sclerosis. Well, now we know that multiple sclerosis has been cured using bone marrow stem cells along with a mild chemotherapy. They've done wonders with it also in Canada with the MS Society up there. We can talk about diabetes 1 and diabetes 2. That's exciting. Listen to this, John. $132 billion a year industry for diabetes. One application of your own bone marrow stem cells shot into the pancreas, and the body starts to produce insulin again.
Well, there goes the pharma cartels and all the pill dispensing.
Mm-hmm.
$132 billion industry, and does it cure anything? Those medications that these kids, onset diabetes. Folks, there's a whole plethora of stuff we can talk about, but we'll start your calls right after this break with Christian Wild. Stay tuned.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We're back, folks. And if you weren't with us last hour and you're just now tuning in, shame on you. You'll have to go back into the archives to listen to the first part of the program. What we're discussing here is 21st century medicine, not embryonic stem cell research. Bad stuff. We're talking about adult stem cell research. We've covered such subjects as repairing dead muscle tissue in the heart, regenerating that. Liver, it can be done with the liver. The kidneys can be done with the lungs. We're talking about a technology that can be used. You heard the old saying, physician, heal thyself. Well, we have all these good doctors running around in all these little starch white coats with their badge of honor from the American Medical Association, and they're all just one great big country club. But what we're discussing here today on regenerative therapies is as different from night and day from bloodletting, folks. The physicians used to bleed people to get rid of the bad blood so the body could heal itself. We now know that that's ridiculous. They also used to use leeches years ago, but that's come back around. So you can still get leech therapy. But this is as different as as I stated before, bear skins and stone knives. This is cutting-edge technology that has the capability, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Christian, that within 10 years we can start expanding the human, an average male in this country, 73, 75 years. We're talking about extending life expectancy. Do you have any educated guess on the expectancy if we can do this and have the body regenerate itself?
120 years. I've heard 150, but...
Well, I don't want to...
Yeah. We don't want to get greedy here.
No, I don't... I'll tell you what. I wouldn't want to be on this planet for 150 years because I'm sick of it right now at the age of 56.
Yeah.
But at any rate...
Yeah, John, let's give them that website again, www.myheartbook.com.
And what you have done, you said, have you put a discount up there for the
books? I did. Yeah, on the two books, and the newsletters are only $22.95 a year.
Okay.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Well, no, I know. You know, I always ask the question, and we kind of covered this briefly, but I always ask people their motivation. You know, what is a passion? Why are you doing this? Why are you going after it? I thank God that there's people like you out there that are doing this. You know, God didn't create light. Well, yeah, he did. Created the sun. But let there be light. He created Thomas Edison, which brought the science around to create incandescent light bulbs so we don't have to sit around with candle wax dripping all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is a natural progression. And I don't know our limits, but I know I don't want to do it, Christian, without God's help.
Right.
And a lot of people are afraid that, well, science will be the new religion.
Mm-hmm.
Have any thoughts on that?
Well, they're trying to make it the new religion. No, I believe firmly that there is a creator, and everything is for a purpose, and our bodies can heal. And what we put in our bodies, the natural foods that we eat, we find now more than ever that the same advice would have been given 2,000 years ago on what to eat, what to put in your body.
Well, and boy, there's another can of worms. We can't spend a whole lot of time. I mean, the body is a wonderful machine, and it has been duplicated. That's what a computer is, trying to mimic the human mind. But nutrition. We are eating foods that are devoid of nutrition. We're putting so many chemicals into our bodies. We're growing food in this country that looks good, got great color, get a good yield off of a crop, whatever you're planting, but it's got as much nutrition in it as wax fruit does.
Right.
So we're not even giving the body proper nutrients. And then, of course, we have problems here. We want to talk about onset diabetes. We have children now. And, guys, I lived at the candy store after school. Many, many times I was in there piling more sugar down my gullet than you'd ever want to admit.
Do you like licorice?
I just love it.
I just found a good brand of licorice, and I've been back to that store and bought it out and given it to everybody. You know, John, you were talking about the body, and you lead me to another thought. The human body is a magnificent piece of machinery. It is not. It's designed to handle acute stress. You know, the flight or fight syndrome,
mm-hmm.
when in the jungle days we had to fight, enter an altercation, or had to outrun a predator. And now that we are under the greatest stress as a people, we're watching our life savings be squandered right out from under us with us having nothing to do with it. It's a helpless feeling.
Ain't
people are not sleeping. People are in fear. People are constantly concerned about not only that they might lose their job, but that they might have a son or a daughter who could lose their house. Many people listening right now are concerned about that.
Sure.
So what I want to say is the body is designed to handle acute stress, kind of like an automobile where you have to use the passing gear. You put the pedal to the metal for a very short time. If you continued that, you'd burn the engine. And it's the same way with the human being, and that is that we are not designed for chronic stress, just acute stress. So it's really the adrenal glands are pumping adrenaline into the system and other toxins when we're under the kind of stress that we're under right now as a nation with the economics, the uncertainty. It's a very bad time, and people need to find some way to relax, to get out from under the load. Give it up. Put it in somebody else's hands.
Well, I'll tell you, this is unlike any other network, I guarantee you, Christian, that you've ever been on.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're on a mission here at Republic to ask the hard questions, to ferret out the information.
Thank God.
To give the detail, to bring this country, this once great country, around. Because you're right, it is an absolute shambles, and the greatest thing, the greatest destructor of human beings is the loss of hope, and they're running out of that.
That's a good point.
You know, and you want to talk about, I'll tell you what, I'll be honest with you, Mr. Wild. If we don't get this country back, life is not even going to be worth living, whether it's 75 years or 120 or 150.
Yeah, you'll be saying, where did America go?
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what, let's go to the phones here. I've got a couple offline questions, but let me go to your calls first for Christian Wild. Dave in Canada. Hello, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Statmiller. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
This is just a great program, and thank you, Christian.
Thank you.
I have a personal question. I suffer from retinitis pigmentosa.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay, sir. Then you know the disease.
I certainly do.
Okay, I'm 53 years old. I've tried to keep my eyesight as prim and proper as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take any medication. I don't go to see the white lab coats at mm-hmm. all. I don't trust them. And basically, thank you, Mr. Statmiller. I mean, you've shone a real light. Both my wife and I are smiling here, even thinking if I could get a name of a doctor or any doctor what does the trial procedures on stem cells on eyes, I'd gladly take it. I'd go as a guinea pig for the people.
Well, and Christian, do you have anything about that?
Yes, I do. I do.
He does.
Retinitis pigmentosa is a disease that robs the photoreceptors are not providing the light
Correct.
That you need for vision.
Correct.
Now, I reported a stem cell company in China, one of the respected ones, had contacted me that there was a fellow in India who was a doctor himself, and that he had had epithelial stem cells, and that he had a 20% increase in his vision after 2 months.
Ooh.
And so I called him. We had a very expensive conversation to India, but he told me that he was going to send me more information, and they were going to send it to me from the clinic. Never received it. But to add to that, The same medical school, the KCI Institute at the University of Oregon, besides macular degeneration, will, and I can't give you a date, but on their drawing board is to also do retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh, fantastic.
Wouldn't that be something?
It would, because I'm sitting here and you're talking about you being 53, Dave, and I'm 56, and, the macular degeneration, the amount of light that goes in, you know, the reason why you can't focus is stuff is starting to harden up in your eyeball, all of this. And I can read fine. I can't read. By the way, and here's a little side note for you people out there that have eye problems. And did you do this intentionally, or did the printer just do this, Christian, that the books are in large print?
No, I purposely wanted to do that.
All right. Okay, good deal.
Yeah, I purposely wanted to do that. Also, in one of the newsletters, I forget which one, I put in the AMSL grid so that you could use that every morning. Just look at it,
mm-hmm.
and it'll tell you if you're starting to have drusen in your eyes, in which you could get down and have a retinal scan and start. And then I want to tell you, I know we're going on break, but there are two shots that you can have.
Okay. All right, well, let's cover that after the break. And Dave, hang on 1 second. All right, we'll get all of your calls in here this afternoon with Christian Wild.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
When you build your own firearm, you build confidence.
KT Ordnance offers the best ATF-approved 80% kits that can be made into firearms.
And when you build your own firearm,
you know it inside and out.
You know how it fires.
You take pride in ownership. Head to ktordnance.com for a great father-son or father-daughter firearm build, like the .45 caliber KT-1911, or choose the .50 caliber KTP-50 that fires a 275-grain bullet for pure stopping power. KT Ordnance's kits are fully legal, ATF-approved, 80% firearm kits with no serial numbers, no background check, and no government 4473 forms to fill out. Go to ktordnance.com and get yours today. That's ktordnance.com. ktordnance.com. Building your own firearm is fun, and you acquire useful skills, especially at times like these. Remember, when you build your own firearm, you know it inside and out. KT Ordnance also accepts gold and silver payments. Visit ktordnance.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
MyHeartBook.com, that will take you to the site of Abagon.com, and that will tell you a lot of information. The original book here, Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke, and then the companion book, which is almost as important as the original, and that's The Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair. This gentleman has seen fit to give a discount to the listeners listening to the program today. And you can get the stem cell newsletter. There is a lot of information that is on that site. And I kept Dave over, Christian, during the break because he has a problem here with his eyesight. What is the best way for him to stay on top of this, of any developments and the trials that are soon to hopefully start?
John, I'm so glad you kept Dave on the line. I just went back. You know, a lot of these things I write a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and I don't, you know, I don't live with them. I'm on to the next thing. Listen to this. A Canadian lead, you're from Canada, right, Dave?
Yes. Yes, sir.
What city? What province?
Ontario, Northern Ontario.
Okay. A Canadian lead research team has shown it is not only possible, but also relatively easy to harvest stem cells from human eyes that could help fight blindness and other degenerative eye disorders. In an interview, researcher Brenda Coles of the University of Toronto described her impression. referring to how readily retinal stem cells grew in the petri dishes. I was beyond shock. Within 7 days, they go from one cell to 7,000 to 10,000 cells. Brenda Coles is the lead author of a report of the discovery released in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'd like to send this to you, David, if I can get
a... I would love that, because isn't it ironic that the CNIB, the Canadian Institute for the Blind, up in Canada,
mm-hmm.
that I have to get this information and hope and hope. A light from you, Christian, and John Stadtmiller's radio station down in Texas.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, isn't that amazing?
It is. Well, I'll tell
now,
you what.
That's why I'm tuned to you, supporting you, and God bless you, John Stadtmiller.
All right.
Keep
and,
it up.
And Dave, hang on a second here. How do you want to get the information to him, Christian?
Can you get an address there?
Do you have an email, Dave?
Well,
I can take it.
If we can take a second and give me the address where I can mail this.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. What we'll do, so the entire planet doesn't know where you live. What we'll do is just hang on. My producer will take you down and get your name, your full name, your address, all that stuff. We'll relay it during the break at the bottom of the hour to Christian Wilde, and he'll send you the information.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.
Bless you. Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your call. Do you hear what's going on here, Christian?
Sure.
Here's a guy in Canada that's listening to us out of here in Central Texas, you know, and their big deal up there about the Center for Blindness, you know, they have nothing.
And I just, now that I think about it, I was the guest speaker at the California Blind Association about 3 months ago. And I have such respect. I looked out at the people out there in the audience, such respect for how they deal with everyday challenges in their lives,
yeah.
and they don't complain.
Yeah.
They just deal with it.
Well, and, oh, gosh, I just, there are none so blind that those are will not see. And,
mm-hmm.
and we've got a lot of people that have blinders on intentionally. There's a lot of people making scads of money out there off of stuff that they shouldn't be making money off of, especially.
A lot of people have agendas.
Yeah.
Instead of keeping their eye on the prize,
yeah.
the prize is what is the quickest way to bring healing and cures to catastrophic diseases to families that are hoping and praying for a cure. And instead, people get caught up in agendas. They don't want to admit that they might be wrong, that there might be a quicker and a better way. About November 2 years ago, it was announced that the world leader in stem cell embryonic research, Sir Ian Wilmut from Edinburgh University, Scotland, the very scientist who had cloned Dolly the sheep, made the announcement that he would no longer pursue embryonic stem cell research. It wasn't because he had a moral or an ethical problem with it or a religious problem. He said there are too many scientific problems confronting us. Besides that, he said, we have found a new way using your own skin cells reprogrammed that can revert back to an embryonic state or almost an embryonic state and have the power without having all the baggage. And that's where it's turning now. It's turning to reprogrammed and adult stem cells.
Absolutely amazing stuff. I had a couple of questions here, one on autism. Can stem cells help with autism, even if it was vaccine-induced?
Well, a study on autism, as I mentioned, there's the Myelin Project. They're hoping that there is going to be some benefit derived from that in regard to autism.
Okay.
The specific question I can't answer.
Well, the research needs to be done. The tests need to be made to get an answer to that. And the money needs to be there in order to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what this... And one other question, and you can answer this after the break. What about people in need of aortic valve replacement? Hold on. We'll answer that right after this break. Christian Wilde, ladies and gentlemen. is my guest today, author of Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke and the companion Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. Let's continue with your calls. John in California. Hello, John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
Kristen Wild, I'd like to ask you two or three questions. I've got my wife has a neuropathy in her feet, and
from diabetes?
No, it was from breast cancer, and as a result of the chemo and radiation.
Uh-huh.
And she's unstable on her feet, and also has a sharp jabbing pains about 2 to 3 times a week in her nerve endings underneath her feet. And I'm just wondering if the stem cell procedure would work for that.
I can't say that I know for sure that there's a study being done for that.
Okay.
Probably is. I'm going to give you a way to find out. What's your other question?
Well, my older sister, she has bilateral lung cancer.
Right.
And they've given her 6 months to live, and that was probably 2 months ago, and I was just wondering if there was a procedure that they used to reverse that.
Of all the things that I've researched, the lungs seem to be the set of organ that is I find very little being done at this time. Yes. What's the other question, then I'll come back to it.
And then myself personally, I've been an auto painter for all my life. I'm 65. I've been doing it since I was a teenager. And now I've got COPD as a result of that. And is there anything to be done for that?
Again, we're talking lungs. What they would call your disease would be idiopathic COPD. In other words, they would say, we don't know what really caused it. You and I know it was what was used in the lead and all the other additives that were used in the car paints that you were using years ago.
Yes.
Are you on oxygen?
No, not yet.
I want you to talk to your doctor about some of the drugs at Genentech, which is a California-based company, too.
Genentech.
Can you spell that?
Well, DNA is their symbol, if you wanted to look them up that way.
Oh, there you go.
DNA.
And for your wife's conditions, I'm going to suggest you go to clinicaltrials.gov. One word, clinicaltrials.gov, and put in the name of the disease, neuropathy, and AND, stem cells. And search it and see if there's something being done, and you might possibly be a candidate for a trial.
Mr.
John,
Wild,
you were asking me about aortic valve disease.
Yeah, that was an offline question that somebody else had asked.
I don't believe this show. It's almost as like it's being orchestrated.
Isn't it amazing?
Let me tell you, for the first time in history, there is a remedy for aortic valve disease. And I went to the Cedars-Sinai Hospital for my friend Raj Makkar, interventional cardiologist, who has pioneered many breakthroughs, including the drug-eluting stents. So he was excited for me to come over and see what they're doing with the transcatheter valve to replace the aortic valve without doing open heart surgery, going up to the femoral artery and popping this valve right in place over the existing diseased valve, pulling out, and that's done.
I'll be darned.
Now, they're doing it for elderly patients now that can't go through the open heart surgery,
right.
And eventually they'll be doing it more and more. At the same time, they're working on the mitral valve. Now, being as you're bringing up aortic valves, I've got to tell you this story. Again, what were the chances? If you and I talked 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have this. A man who's like my father in my hometown of Modesto, California, just found out after being in the hospital for back surgery, finally coming out of the hospital, they find out that he has an aortic aneurysm. And his cardiologist tell him he can't go through a 10-hour surgery for it. But when I hear about it, I say, wait a minute. And I call the Arizona Heart Institute, where I know some of the biggest breakthroughs have been done by Dr. Ed Dietrich. And his nurse calls me back, I know her, and says, well, yes, we're doing a graft. We've been doing it for a couple, 2 or 3 years. We'll go right in there without operating, place the graft, and it's a done deal. We want to keep him overnight. Then the cardiologist comes back and says, we found out that the aneurysm is at the aortic root, and we can't do it. We couldn't even send him there because it's in a place where nothing can be done. I call back, and they say, yeah, we're doing that. We're doing the aortic root now. So it's funny you bring up the aortic condition. I want to tell you, anybody who has aneurysms in the family, realize that it can be inherited. And if you have a close member of your immediate family or your first degree that have had aneurysms, then you need to be, you need to be checked out. And if you yourself have had one, it's a possibility that your offspring could have one. Matter of fact, I had a friend of mine, he was a golf pro. He had an identical twin brother who died in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, he arrived for the funeral, and he's standing up at the casket, and his brother, who had passed away, his doctor was sitting in the audience, and he looked up, and boy, I mean, he said later he almost had a heart attack. He couldn't believe it. The identical, he didn't know he had an identical twin, and here's this fellow standing at the coffin. So he's talking to him afterward, and he said, when are you going back to Los Angeles? And he says, well, I'm scheduled to fly out of here tomorrow morning. He said, I would really appreciate it if you would come by my office before you leave. This is not going to cost you anything. He says, I wasn't able to save your brother. But he put him on the table and examined him and found a aneurysm, an abdominal aortic aneurysm, in identically the same place the twin brother had it. And they operated on him and saved his life.
I'll be darned. And John in California, thank you for your call.
John, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, please.
I appreciate it, John. I appreciate you, man, and your show, and also Mr. Wild. Mr. Wild, how many doctors in the United States are on board with the stem cell the stem cell procedures?
Hundreds of them. I think there's 2,300 studies going on the public isn't even aware of.
I wasn't. Hey,
2,300.
John,
you
I got to
never hear it. You never
John,
hear
it. John, that's what I told Christian. I was just absolutely flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in time, I was speechless. I couldn't even form the words to ask another question of this man.
Where do you live in California?
John?
You know where Huntington Lake is?
Sure. You do some fishing up there?
Oh, yeah.
Up above Shafter?
No, it's east of Fresno.
Yeah, east of Fresno. There's two lakes. Isn't there a Shafter Lake, too?
Shaver Lake.
Huh? Shaver.
Shaver Lake and Huntington Lake.
Yeah.
I got to come up and do some fishing with you.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I hunt, I fish, everything I like to do is either politically correct, too loud, or illegal.
Hey, John.
Hey, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for your call. I appreciate it very much. Linda, let's go to Linda in Ohio. Hello, Linda. Thanks for holding.
Hello. I guess the eyes have it today most of the time. I have twins, 28-year-old twins, and the son was born with cataracts, and the daughter several years ago had HLA-B-27 diagnosed, and she almost lost her eye. Mm-hmm. Because they thought it was conjunctivitis. Mm-hmm. Is there any contact information in your newsletters or your books?
On cataracts?
Where cataracts are the HLA-B-27. They said it was genetic, but I was tested and I don't have it. So.
How many people do have that disease? Do you know the number?
No, I don't know. I never heard of it, and I'm a nurse.
You know what happens as a nurse. You certainly know that The diseases that have the most population being affected by them are the ones that get the big money.
Uh-huh.
And when it's a disease that affects, 2,000-4,000 people a year or whatever, it's harder for them to get research money. Now, the cataract, has it been removed?
One was removed, one wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Was it not ripe at the time? Did they say?
No, I just went ahead and he's wearing a contact in one eye. And he still got the cataract. Another, it was just a trial thing,
mm-hmm.
Because he was having problems in school.
Oh, well, I wish I had an answer for him, but I tell you what to do: go on clinicaltrials.gov,
yeah,
and put in the name of the disease, and see even if it's not a stem cell, see if there's any trials being done, and then find the center in the country that specializes on that particular disease.
I was going to ask you about the contact information. And I've been at your website, and it also talks about stem cells for pets. And,
oh, yeah, that's
but
for sure.
But it said it was in the report.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, another coincidence. Fido and racehorses out there. And I hope you guys watched that Kentucky Derby. That was something else. I'm sure there's a movie being made about it right now. But, yes, animals don't have to go through an FDA trial. They're being cured right now.
Wow.
And the company, what they do, their ligaments and tendons for horses, for dogs with the osteoarthritis, etc. What they do is and in the newsletter I talk about how you can find a vet in your area that's certified to do stem cells for your animal. And what they do is they take a syringe and just draw some blood, send the syringe to Poway, California, Southern California, They harvest the stem cells, put them back in to the syringe, mail it back, and your vet simply injects it into your animal. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
I'll say, but it. How many newsletters? It says this is letter six. How many?
Yeah, we're on six now, and it'll be out in June. But
in other words,
if you want the first four, they'll be mailed at one time, and then if you want the new year, you'll be mailed the first one that's done, and the next one will be out in June.
All right, Linda.
Okay, and contact information, I just see an address or order online. There's no phone?
You could do it at 866-STEM, STEM, 123. 866-STEM, 123. And, of course, the website, as John gave everybody, was www.myheartbook.com.
Okay,
got
Linda.
It. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your call. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom. You're on with Christian.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening. Or good afternoon, I should say. I lost eyesight of my right eye. I was in an airplane crash, and due to the mistake of the hospital, I wasn't treated for corneal burns, and I developed staph. And consequently, the result of that was a detached retina.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have multiple scarring on my body. Is there anything that could possibly regrow the eye?
I tell you what, I want you to write this down. Let me think for a second. Cincinnati Eye Clinic.
Cincinnati Eye Clinic, okay.
Ask for Edward Holland.
H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
And he's specialist on corneal stem cell transplant.
Okay.
He has, my last conversation with his head nurse was 5 months ago. At the time, they were doing eight a month. He uses stem cells from a family member and a cadaver, and he has restored sight. There was one fellow who had been blind for 22 years, had never seen his wife and never seen his children, and he got his sight back.
Hmm.
John, did you get the email I sent you about the airplane crash?
You know, I haven't checked my emails today. I was so busy with technical problems yesterday, and I haven't even had a chance to read my emails today.
Oh, that's okay, but that's all in there. And I've had a total of 54 operations.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well,
but I would really like to get my sight back in the right eye.
Well, and follow up in Cincinnati with that man and see what can be done.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. It's a good program, John, and Mr. Wilder, or Dr. Wilder, I should say.
No, it's actually he's not a doctor. His name is Christian mm-hmm. Wild. He's an author and a researcher.
Happy to help you.
He'll be Mr. from here on out.
Okay.
But I will follow up on it, and I thank you very much. I'm going to get your book too.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Good night, gentlemen.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Clint in Texas. Hello, Clint.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon, guys. I was wanting to know what specific types of treatment that you guys have worked out with the stem cells, the adult stem cells, for people that have multiple sclerosis.
How long have you had it?
For about 20-some years.
Well, have you heard of remitting relapsing MS?
Yes, mine was remitting, relapsing, and then just the last couple of years, things haven't been relapsing so much. So
yeah, it's a progressive. Boy, I sure. What's your name?
Clint.
Clint.
Uh-huh.
I wish that I could have said these trials that have been done in Canada. And, of course, at the Northwestern University in Illinois that have been so successful are remitting relapsing patients.
Uh-huh.
If you've had it, you know, I'll tell you what. You can contact the, I can remember the name, Spahovic. Dee Spahovic is the nurse, the enrollment nurse at Northwestern. You could contact her. Or in the newsletter, I have the criteria so you can find out if you qualify. It tells you how to find out, you know, how you qualify for it.
Okay, Clint.
Possibility, okay. It's a long shot. I'm not promising anything. It may be too long.
Yeah.
But I might be misleading you because I know the people who have been on prednisone or been on treatment, interferon, and then relapsed, those were the ones they were taking into the trial. The good news is if they're coming this close, the 17 of 20 patients healed for 3 years, if they're coming that close, let's just hope and pray there's something around the corner for you.
All right. Clint, I appreciate your call, and that's Northwestern University. Give it a shot.
I will do.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate your call. Stuart in California. We've got to roll along here. Hello, Stuart.
Hello. Hey, I have a brother in Yuba City, California, who has macular degeneration.
Oh.
And he can't drive anymore or anything like that. So I was wondering if there's anyone in that area that he could see.
Well, Oregon is the closest.
Oregon.
Let me tell you this. This is another coincidence. The University of California, Davis.
Yes.
Has an excellent program, not stem cell, but there's two shots that I mentioned to John earlier I was going to mention. One is called Lucentis, and the other one is called Avastin. These shots into the eye, they freeze the eye so you're not moving, and they inject a series of shots into the eye that stop the degeneration from getting any worse, and in some regard, gets a little bit better in some patients. Now, that's one thing. Number two is the Oregon University of Oregon KCI Institute, and you may be getting a chance to enroll in that study in a few months from now.
University of Oregon.
KCI Institute.
KCI Institute.
KCI?
C-A-S-E-Y. And I wish you good luck.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stuart.
Bye.
John in Minnesota. We're running out of time here, John.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi.
A little feedback here. I don't know. I know it has worked for me, all right? I have been taking cayenne pepper and mixing it with tomato juice or with V8-type juice. For my heart situation.
Mm-hmm.
However, out of that, both my wife and myself have found that we had to go get new glasses, and our prescription has dropped. Now I'm down to about 1.25 diopter.
Yes.
And in fact, most of the time, and I was up to, I was up to 2.75 diopter.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, I don't even need my glasses at all.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, John, maybe one day we'll do
the turmeric.
Yeah.
Yes, we haven't had a chance to touch that.
Yeah, one day we'll do that. And I'm looking at a list right here. And then I'm going to talk to you about your cayenne because it's amazing what cayenne.
We're running out of time here, Christian.
Okay, then I won't talk about it.
Okay, all right.
We'll save it, John.
Okay, all right. Okay, John, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, good to hear you guys again.
All right.
And you're out of time, so catch you all later.
Okay. Yeah, folks, Codex Alimentarius, they want the doctor to be prescribing just about everything for you. The pharma cartels, they're deeply rooted. I don't need to tell you that. We've done endless stories on those fine folks over the years. And just real quickly, Christian, you got any, you know, once you have all the wealth and you have all the power, the one thing that you don't have is infinite lifespan. Any indication that the world elite is really interested in this adult stem cell and they're just giving us the embryonic stem cell, we're getting the garbage, they're getting the good stuff?
Well, I believe that they would, if they had a problem and they heard that they could get some benefit from an adult stem cell, they'd be the first ones over there or over here. They'd be wherever it's available to them.
And if they were really altruistic, if they went through a trial and worked for them, just think of all the millions and billions of dollars they could give up for this research to make people healthy and happy once again.
People have asked me about a particular individual who has been fighting Parkinson's disease. And I was on an interview with Michelle Levesque, Dr. Levesque, from Cedars-Sinai Brain Center, UCLA Brain Center, one of the leading neurosurgeons or neurologists in the world. And he's the only one who has ever healed Parkinson's. And he did that several years ago. And he is now, with all his credentials, is still trying to get funding for a trial in which he took a young man by the name of Dennis Turner, extracted microscopic biopsy of brain tissue from his brain, harvested, put it into his body, into his brain, and all symptoms of Parkinson's just totally disappeared for 4.5 years. And now it would be time to redose him.
Yeah.
Because they didn't use the strongest amount to do the first case.
I'll be darned.
They can't get funding.
Yeah.
And California's sitting on $3 billion for embryonic research.
Yeah. Yeah, the good stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Christian Wild, we'll have to have you back because we've got to talk about the turmeric and cancer and how well that's been going. I appreciate these 2 hours. It has been a pleasure for me to talk about something of a positive note that will help people. And we will have you back. And don't forget, folks, myheartbook.com, the two books, The Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke, and the companion book that deals with more information on the stem cell heart repair. It's called Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair. Get them both. Special discount for the listeners. Go to the website, myheartbook.com. Christian Wild, thank you, sir.
Thank you, and thank Dottie for putting us together.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Yeah, we will. All right, thank you.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, Christian. Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. By the way, I wanted a minute or two here at the end of the program. I'm going to be going to the Jekyll Island Project. Now, you may not have heard a lot about this, but I'm going to tell you a little snippet here. Some of the better minds that are going to be taking a little train trip, a symbolic train trip, down to Jekyll Island. I remember back in 1910, all the boys met to figure out a way how to bring in the Federal Reserve, which we saw in 1913. There's going to be Team A and Team B. I've been invited on Team A, strategy type of meeting. And this is the precursor for the Continental Congress that's coming up in fall. And that's the one that Bob Schultz is putting on, bringing in representatives from every state. Can't hear myself talk. You're in there on a computer not paying attention to me. Sorry. At any rate, we need a little airfare, need a little funds to do the traveling here. And also, if you noticed yesterday, our phone system crapped out. Well, it's on life support right now. So any funds that you can donate to the network so we can take care of a few technical problems around here, we would greatly appreciate it. We're going to be here to help you, so help us help you, help us help you. Wasn't that a line out of a Jerry Maguire movie? Help me help you. Show me the money! No, I'm just teasing. Anyway, give us a call, 800-724-2719, if you can find it in your heart to help us out. We're going to be here for the long haul, folks. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. With recent internet.